You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again, available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
God hadn't changed. Instead of living by a lot of other things, we must learn to live by principle. Certain things don't change. God hasn't changed. As a matter of fact, there's a verse in Proverbs, we'll springboard off of this in our seminar, that says, there is that scatters and increases, but there is that withhold more than is meet, but it tends to poverty. That's how we think. That has to do with how we think. Wait a minute, you tell me if I give more, if I do more in this economy. Now see, that's not the thinking of the world. The thinking of the world is to draw back, is to pull in, is to slow down. But God's principles haven't changed. How are we going to change an economy if all we do is conform to it? How are you going to change your situation when all you're doing is going by what you heard? Not by what you believe. What they say. Who are the experts? I've always wondered, who are they? You know, they say, who are they? Are they even saved? Do they have the Spirit of God? Or are they conformed to the world too? What well are they drinking from? Where'd they get their information? Come on, this is our challenge today. But see, there's a paradox of faith. Jesus asked the question, when I return, shall I find faith on earth? Or will I come back for a people that are saved but conformed? That's an interesting question. That's a challenging, probing question. What aspects of your life are you not walking in faith in? There are two weapons in the world that the world propagates that will seek to conform you to the world. One is doubt. Don't you hear things in the world that make you doubt? Make you uncertain? Make you not want to stretch out in your faith and believe God? Anytime you stretch out in faith, the world's coming with some stuff to try to tell you, don't do that. This is not the time. He that observes the wind will never sow. What are you observing? Are you observing the lying vanities? You forsake your own mercy. Please tell somebody God hasn't changed. Even though you may have a dilemma of an economic dilemma, or you know, you may have trouble with your money and your income. I mean, there are still rich people. There are still people with more than enough. Let me tell you something. The resources of the earth will never be depleted. Let them tell you that there's not oil all they want to. See, that's the world telling you that. God has a supply that'll never run dry. It's an eternal supply. And it'll never run dry. But see, the fight concerning that is one day you believe that and the next day you're struggling with it. Because the world has bombarded you with some stuff. And now you're trying to work through it. The two enemies that will try to conform you are doubt and his brother, fear. Doubt and fear. Wherever you see the other one is somewhere around. When you start doubting, fear is somewhere close. The enemy sometimes will go to drastic means to try to shake your faith. You know, we use the term, all hell seemed like it broke loose. Here you are moving along in your faith, you know, trusting God, and the enemy knows you have drawn close to something. You are close to a breakthrough. You are close to something changing. You are close to God manifesting the glory, and what does he do? All hell try to break loose on you. He starts playing hardball with you. Don't see that as giving up and God not being true to his word. No, you have just gotten close. You are on the brink of a threshold crossing over. So the enemy has thrown some stuff at you to try to shake your faith because he knows where there's doubt, there'll be fear. Try to touch your body sometime. Go to try to mess with your children sometime. Hello, your money start acting funny. Every bill you owe, get behind. It ain't natural. You understand what I mean? You recognize, wait, something ain't right here. Something is wrong here. This ain't supposed to be happening here. Then recognize somebody trying to conform you to another thought pattern. Tell somebody that's when you got to fight. Do you understand? We are called to fight one fight. The fight of faith. You ain't got to be fighting the devil. Jesus already defeated him. It's a done deal. He was defeated once forever. Never to rise again. So you are left in this world to fight the fight of faith. That's our fight. We are equipped to fight the fight of faith. I ain't got no business fighting people. People are not your enemy. They are not the source of your problems, even though they may be a problem. We are called, our purpose here is to fight the fight of faith. Because sometimes to flow in it, you have to fight. See, that's where religious spirits can trap you. See, God doesn't do everything in a straight line. See, if you on lock and you got to have A, B, C, D, sometimes religious spirits will lock you up where you can't operate unless this or this. No, no, no. When it comes to fighting the fight of faith, you better let go of some stuff. Say, this is on. All is fair in war and hate. Are you here? The devil, he'll drop all the rules. When he come at you, he don't care. He'll override stuff. He'll do all kind of stuff just to get your attention, to try to conform you, to stop you to thinking like that. So there's some stuff you just got to let go of. They have you hemmed in and you don't feel good and you're having trouble at home or on the job and all kind of stuff, and you come into a church service and you don't feel like praising God. He done loaded you up. You about 50 pounds heavier coming into church because of the devil. He started Saturday night. Come Sunday morning, you can't praise. That's when you got to let some stuff go. You got to kick some stuff to the curb. You got to say, wait a minute, this enemy trying to conform me. This is my opportunity, my time. I can't praise God like this on my job. Listen, I'm among the saints. I'm under the corporate anointing. This is where my breakthrough is. The devil is a lie. I'm going to let go and let God have his way here. Some of us just a praise away from a breakthrough anyway. Y'all got to understand. This is how that enemy works. Try to get you mad with God. Don't lie. Sometimes you get mad with God. You understand what I mean? You get over it, but you get mad with him. You know, you poke your lip out. man, well, why God allowed this, or why God, no. The truth is the light. Tell me you don't ever get mad or angry, or why didn't God do that then? If the Lord had only done that, it's life, it's part of life. Just about, you got to get over that. You know something I found out about the Lord, and I find this out over and over on different levels. He'll let you go as far as you can in your strength. He'll let you go as far as you can. You know, you're strong, and then you start to lose strength. Seems like he ain't there, but he's there. He just lets you go to the end of your strength, because he's going to introduce himself to you on another level when you get to the end of you. It's a cycle. It happens. He'll let you go as far as you can go, and you'll be strong, you'll be having, until you start to weaken. But he's always there to show you him on another level. That he hadn't forgotten you. He's not forsaken you. He's not left you. He'll come to you. But it's coming to the end of you. So get used to that. He's not left you. Tell somebody he hadn't left you. The enemy understands something, that where there is fear, there's no faith. Now you hear news, you know, that tries to shake you, tries to get you to think or get into a certain thinking pattern. These are works of the enemy. Fear always produces torment. Torment will stir up hopelessness. Another word for torment, let's bring it into our today's vernacular. Another word for torment is worry. Torment. You know, James says something very interesting about faith, and he says, even the devils believe. The paradox of faith. He says here in verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. In other words, the devils believe because they know, but they're tormented. You see, fear is where they operate, because fear has torment. Do you know, as a believer, you can believe and still be tormented? The devils believe and they're tormented. But that's not the type of faith that works or operates or gets God's affirmation and movements. They believe. Are you hearing? The devils believe. They have faith and they tremble. They're tormented. We can have a type of faith, but also be tormented. You can have faith, listen, you can have faith that operates through fear. Listen to me. Check yourself to find out, is the faith that I'm operating in due to fear? Are what you're operating in, is it a result of you fearing something? Because the devils believe and they're tormented. They tremble. We can believe and still be in torment. See, that's not the faith, that's the paradox. That's the wrong type of faith. See, there's all types of faith if you think about it. There are certain things we take for granted, but it's exercising faith.
We are continuing in part 6 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, The Paradox of Faith, Part 2. We have been placed here to influence the world. We are not of the world. We must walk in faith and believe on the things of God. There are two enemies that will try to conform you to the things of this world. They are doubt and fear. Where there is fear, worry is lurking right behind. Faith and fear cannot dwell together. The resources of the earth will never run dry. There is an eternal supply. The enemy goes to drastic means when he sees that you're getting close to your breakthrough. In those times, we must fight the good fight of faith and walk in your spiritual authority. Resist the devil and he will flee. Fear and doubt must be cast down as we renew our minds to the things of God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.